Hello and welcome to VR Verdict, episode number 18,
the OJ. Hi.
Hi. I am PJ.
I'm Wookie.
And we would like to share VR with you.
You.
If you have any questions or comments, at or hashtag VR Verdict on Twitter, and we'll get back to you in the next episode. This episode, we're going to start off with PJ's pick, Trover Saves the Universe. We then highlight a content update of Carnage Chronicles, and conclude the episode with some Minecraft dungeon talk, maybe.
Oh.
Stick around. How's everything in your world, Wookie?
Put in a little extra work this week, so...
Boring, moving on.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Rooted to the couch, playing a little more No Man's Sky, because I can sit there and hunt for ships while just reloading saves and work. Yeah. And watch things load, so it's been handy. How about you?
Nothing exciting. I 3D printed some controller wrist strap things at work today. I got off of Thingiverse for... I haven't tried them yet, but they're supposed to make the wrist straps, like, open and close really easy. So I'm going to give those a shot.
On the Quest? Because the Quest has, like, nicer wrist strap bands than the Rift.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, flatter, but the little, I don't know, zipper puck thing does not stay.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just be completely open. Is it fixed that?
I think they help with that. I'll get back to you guys in the next episode and share a link if it works out. I think it helps with that, and then it kind of just makes them easier to, like, open and close too. So we'll find out. There's a lot of crap on that for VR. Not to get too deep into it, but I was looking at 3D printers on Amazon. There's actually a really nice one for like under $250 that is very tempting just to play with. Because the one at work, it's not great, and my boss knew nothing about it when he got it, and he's kind of he likes to tinker with things, so he's tinkered with it, and it's not usable, but it's not great. So I'm going to start with PJ's pick, and that is Trover Saves the Universe. PJ's pick. This is an older game. It actually came out last May in 2019 on like Steam VR and Oculus VR. But they released it for Quest a week ago, so it's kind of new again. I have played and finished this game. I've put a little over 5 hours in, and they added a bunch of free DLC that I haven't got to yet. I was waiting until I was ready to play a second time, and I think I am. But this is a game created from the guys, one of the guys, Justin Roiland, from the creators of Rick and Morty. So very similar humor, same voices. I really liked it. It's kind of a platform game, and it's actually on like PS4 and Xbox One and the Switch, but it's also in VR, and I've only played it in VR, so I really liked it. But if you're not a fan of that kind of humor, it's probably not for you, because it's a lot of it. So just dumb humor, but it made me laugh. There's a link to a video there, Wookie, of me playing it if you want to check it out. You don't have to, but I'll actually share that when this episode goes live too, and it's got some funny stuff in there. You can actually, I left my mic on and you can hear me chuckle here and there and say some shit, but there's a pretty funny part. I marked it like 2:20, 2 minutes 20 to like 3 minutes 30, where it was a pretty good little gag going on. But anyway, it's like a platform game. It's very not safe for work humor, very not family friendly humor. And you play as a chair Orpian, and you're controlling Trover, who's the hero or whatever of the game. But you're a life form in a chair, and you're just holding a controller in the game. And it's actually kind of cool how they do it. And you can like go up and down, like raise your levels in the maps while you're controlling Trover from your chair and zoom around on your chair and stuff. But I dig it. I really dig it. Have you seen anything on this game at all?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and I was looking, there's no confirmation, but I'm pretty sure it does not have cross-buy on the Oculus stuff. I got it on Steam because I got it on a sale when it first came out, or maybe like right before it came out, they had a sale going on, so I grabbed that since there was no Quest at that time. I really dig it. I have been thinking about it every time I watch Rick and Morty. I'm like, I could go for some Trover. But I'll just read the tagline here in case, I don't know if you're watching that video or not, but
I did play, but it's kind of crazy to listen and watch. So
yeah.
Now,
so I'll go ahead.
The same guy has a cartoon on Hulu called Solar Opposites. What are your thoughts on that?
I heard mixed reviews, so I'm told Beth about it. I'm like, let's just try. It's probably going to be dumb. And we watched the first episode, and it was okay. And that's all I haven't gone back and watched it again because it was just okay.
Anything that's going to come out of the Justin Roiland crew, and not that he would ever listen to this, but no offense to anybody when I'm saying things, but it's kind of like either his comedy style is just always Rick and Morty, or he's just squeezing the last droplets out of it, because there's just Rick and Morty to me has like a point to some of it. I mean, they're like going through the plot, but then I watched, I think, the first whole episode. I could barely pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And I'm just afraid that this game would be kind of like the same. It's just like, I can make scary voices, and all you got to do is like leak, loop, gorp, gop, and I'm make $1 million. Like, no.
You're not wrong. The funny thing was they're making the game, and he was just saying everything off the cuff, thinking that they were going to get voice actors to do it. And the people making it are like, that was actually pretty funny. Let's just go with it. And there are some parts that get long in the tooth, or whatever that saying is. But for the most of it, it's pretty funny. Like, I get some good chuckles out of it, but I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, just the random. I caught some of that. I was like, everyone's just going to sit in a bathtub of cream corn. Woohoo. And it's kind of like when somebody gets full of their own humor, like the Seth MacFarlane, you know, with the Family Guy, that was just a riot. And now I have no idea what the hell happened. Then he had American Dad and Cleveland Show. They're all on it, like this airing at the same time. Like, what the hell? And it was all the same stuff. It was a very similar feeling, but there was a lot of funny stuff in both of those shows. Not that they were the best shows ever, but
yeah.
I think season one, episode two of the Cleveland Show, it's one where he says Ocelot Opossum and like burns a possum off of his crotch. Like, that episode is full of funny shit.
Yeah.
But then, like that first episode of the Solar Opposites, it was just sort of like, I mean, the house just looked like Rick and Morty's house.
Yeah. And it's very sort of like lazy humor and artwork, I think.
And I think a lot of people, when somebody hits it big and they're super creative like that, like they just tend, yeah, I think there's like the whole like brown nosers suck the dick syndrome, because it's kind of like, they can do no wrong, and everyone thinks they're amazing. Because I saw a whole clip of him like completely drunk trying to do Rick lines, and he was just saying stuff off. And everyone like, this is the funniest stuff I've ever heard in my entire life. And I tried to watch the whole thing, and there was not one laugh, like nothing. I'm like, what? I was sitting there expecting it to be funny because it's, you know, Rick, Morty, whatever he's doing. But the guy's drunk. I figured it'd be inane nonsense, but it was just like, I'll go watch the real show, I guess.
Yeah, even Rick and Morty has not kept its shine. So
yeah, the later, like the D&D episode with the dragons, I was just like, it's kind of like, sorry, I'm saying like so much, it's it reminds me of like when you're watching, I said it again, when you're watching anime or you're like really into a good one, and they hit the end of the book or the manga or whatever, and then there's the filler.
Yep.
And then it's like, you could, I watched One Piece for I don't know how many episodes, and there's like a ton of like, that show is much better than you'd think. It's going on for like 900 episodes. You hit one chunk of filler and you're ready just to, like, if you don't really realize what the hell's going on, that it's just the manga dude, the dude that wrote it, did not write those. It's the animation studio saying we have to keep viewers, so just make something.
Yeah.
One like 15-second chunk of that is enough to dump the whole show. Like, in your mind, you're like, this is freaking garbage. This show went down the hill like real quick, but you just got to watch, like, look at one of those filler lists and they tell you which ones you can skip. You totally should.
Yeah.
we were just rewatching Bleach, and there's a ton of them. And like, it's Bleach. It's up and down roller coaster kind of thing. You like it, and that's kind of boring the way the pacing. And then it's really neat, and then awful for like 30 episodes. That's how long it took him to catch up. And that's what those filler episodes are. What some of the later Rick and Morty's feel like.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, there was. Yeah, I don't know if they ran out of time or they didn't have enough resources to focus on it. It had been long enough for like season. This was it season 4 where those came out? Because I remember season 3 was a long time coming, but that had a ton of funny shit.
Yeah, season 4, and then they took like a hiatus halfway through, and then I haven't watched the second round of season 4 yet, so.
Like, I hate to be the kind of a fan or, you know, consumer that's just like, you know, you owe me good stuff. But it's sort of like, once you lose the bubble, there's so much media out here now that it's kind of like, how will you ever get the time to go back?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like Saturday at 3 p.m. when you've seen everything ever, and you're like, oh yeah, Rick and Morty, and then you try it.
I'll watch that while I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they made, on SideQuest, you can sideload the episode of Rick and Morty where he's got the, I don't remember the name, but the toilet planet, where it's just a toilet. They have that. They created that in VR, and you can put your Quest on and go to the bathroom.
Nice. But that kind of sounds pretty funny. Yeah, they should do the executive bathroom from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Get a helicopter ride. Like, hurry up, I gotta go.
So yeah, that's for Trover. I would say, I think it came out at $30. I would be leery of that price. I think I got it for $15, and that's perfect. Like I said, I had 5 hours or so without the free DLC. So it'll be interesting to see going. I'm going to go through it again when I have time and try it, the DLC. But I'd wait for a sale. But I like it. But a lot of what Wookiee's saying, I don't disagree with. And it can. I think it's depending on the mood you'd play the game in is how you'd feel. You'd kind of go either way really easily. So just be leery of that. But if you're a big fan, if you really like Rick and Morty, the humor and stuff, you're probably fine getting it. So I don't want to say too much without giving anything away. Not that there's like a deep storyline, but it's pretty entertaining. But there are like some collectibles to find, like to keep your eye out for. It's not like you're collecting coins and it's like a whole point of a thing, but there is some extra stuff to do as well. But if you watch that video, like the 220 clip, you're talking to a guy in a bathtub, and from the chair Orpian guy, such a weird word. You can like kind of teleport things. And I squeezed one of his rubber ducks, and he was talking, and I squeezed it, and he just stopped. Like he said something like, "Don't fucking touch my rubber duck." It just caught me off guard because it was actually like right when I squeezed it. And then he kept talking. I did it again, and he just stops talking and like stares at the camera. And he goes, "Are you done?" It's just pretty funny.
That stuff's kind of funny, yeah.
But yeah, if anyone listening checks it out, let us know. Get back to us. I'd love to hear what you think about it. If you liked it or not, or kind of were meh on it, let us know.
Yes, sir.
But it's out on Quest and every other platform now, so. So moving on, I don't have any new releases because we kind of went through those. I'll kind of wait till, I think we're good up till July. But I do have a content update. Which happens a lot with VR games, and it's always nice when it does. Especially when it's a game you really like. And this one is Carnage Chronicles, and I really like this game. I don't know if you remember Wookiee, it's one of our dungeon crawlers.
I believe so.
So they're on their third content update. It sounds like a pretty big one, and it's the last big one before they actually release the game, which it's been in early access since we got into VR, because this was one of the first games we got. But it's a dungeon crawler, and I'm impressed. Like, the graphics look great. Like, it runs really well. And you can choose. It's like a fantasy dungeon crawler. You can choose a lot of different weapons, but there's bows and swords and shields and stuff like that. And there is a good variation of enemies that come at you. And I fired this up a couple weeks ago before they even announced this, because I was just like, yeah, I haven't played that game for a while. Check it out, see if they added anything to it. And I picked up right where you and I left off. We were fighting that one boss. There's like three rounds of him, and he kicked our ass, and I was trying to do him by myself and kicked my ass.
Nice. We have so many Dungeon Crawlers, I'm trying to remember which one this one is.
This was a really colorful, there's a little link for my...
I think, yes, where you... There, a lot of the randomly generated stuff was out on like walkway pathways, like it felt like the top of a castle wall or something. I think that's this one.
Yeah, I should have shared my video link, but I was saving that. We're going to do a Dungeon Crawler episode someday. But it's really colorful, really stylized. It was one where there were kind of like secrets hidden throughout the maps, and we kept finding them. Like we'd turn like a button on a wall and a door would open up type of thing. I had like Wolverine claws. Like the cool thing with the melee weapons, there's a button click and you'll like kind of flip your weapon around. Like I had these elf daggers and I could hit the button, flip them around and like use them backwards. It was really cool.
Trying to find a video to refresh my memory, but I remember the name with fondness, so that's good.
I have the link with the info there. We'll show you the screenshots, but so they're adding a new area. They've been adding like an area every update, and this one, a lot of this game is like underground stuff, but this update's saying it's more open sky, which is actually, the screenshots look really good. We'll share a link and all that in the show notes, but this game is great. A lot of people, like he announced this on Twitter, and a lot of people were responding cheerfully. So it's very well liked. It's a very well done game. I've never had any bugs with it, so it's pretty good for early access. But that's Carnage Chronicles. That actually came out today.
Oh.
Monday the 22nd.
Is that free, the update? Or
the update's free, yep.
Cool.
So there's like three or four areas to explore, and then he said they took one out for this update, and they're bringing it back. They're going to totally redo it, so there'll be more in the game, and the full release coming soon. But yeah, check it out. Again, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'd recommend that one.
This one, there was, we kind of were working through a caveway, and then it was like an underground castle, and there was this really long bridge over some lava, and you and I were shooting bows across, like taking guys out with headshots from quite a ways away. We were having fun with it. Cool. We'll come back to this game. We're gonna do a dungeon crawling episode. I have a bunch of videos from different games we'll share, so we'll cover it more then. But I just wanted to highlight it because it's exciting when a game you really like gets new content and it's getting closer to release. So this might be a quick episode because we're already at our off-topic chat.
Topic. What about Minecraft Dungeons? That was your off-topic chat?
That's my off-topic chat, because it's not in VR.
This is not in VR at all? The whole game?
Oh, correct. That would be cool, but it's like a Diablo-style game, so I'd be up for trying it in VR. And I bring this up, like I said, it's a Diablo-like game. It just came out, it's part of Game Pass, so it's free. Or you can pay $20 for it. They also have, like, we have it on Game Pass, so I just paid $10 for the DLC stuff coming out because you got some bonuses. And I have to say, like, I've had way more fun with this than I thought I would, and it's mostly because Beth is really into it. It's insane how into it she... Every night she's like, you want to play a couple levels? Depends on how you look at it. It's kind of short. There's, I think there's 10 base, like, maps to do. And then you can, I think you can unlock 4 hidden ones, and then there's some hidden stuff to find. And there's 3 difficulties, and each difficulty you find better gear and stuff. Kind of the normal thing for this kind of thing. I said thing a lot there.
Thing-a-ling-a-ling.
But we've had fun just going through trying to find, like we finished it on the normal difficulty, and we're in the middle difficulty now, and it's quite a bit harder, which is fun. And there's a link to me playing there. It's just a quick little video of she gets dropped on a bridge and I try to res her and the bridge like crumbles and I fall through into the lava and we both spawn and she just runs away from me.
The comedic timing on that is pretty good.
But yeah, we've had a lot of fun with it. I think it's great. I'm glad they have like two DLC packs announced, and one's coming next month and one's coming later on. But I hope they kind of release like a total randomized run. It's really confusing, this game, because I've played a lot of Diablo and games like this. And it's parts of the levels are random and some parts are kind of static. It's really, to rerun it, like every time you run a map, it's like this is a totally different map until you get to a certain area. And then you're like, oh, I remember this. And then the part after it is totally random again. It's very confusing. It's kind of how my brain works with games anyways. Like, I always forget everything and I can just play through it again and enjoy it. But there's a lot of weapons. There's like bows and different like spell casting things and different ways to play. So it mixes it up quite a bit. It's pretty fun. And it has couch co-op. It has online co-op for up to 4 people either way. And like I said, there's 2 DLC packs coming out. But there's 14, not worlds, but like very different areas to play. And some of them are like really long. Like there may be an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours, some of them to go through. So it's actually, I guess when you think about it, it's quite a bit of content.
Is it drop in, drop out? Like if I started and played with you guys, would that slow you down? Or is it sort of team friendly like that?
That I don't know, because I've only played with her and we just have the same characters. You can make a bunch of different characters. So I'm curious if you could just like hop in and go, you know, play around. I'm assuming you probably could, because like there's a couple vendors in your camp and they just, when you buy stuff, it's random and they give you stuff near your level. So I'm kind of assuming it just encourages you to play together, but I'm not 100% sure on that. It'd be interesting to find out. It's just fun. It's, if you like the Minecraft world, which I know you don't care for the graphics, but like the villagers and like you hear all the noises, like they make like Squidward noises, like So it's kind of fun. A lot of funny things happen. They have some really good attacks that are just fun. So I highly recommend it. Beth would more than highly recommend it, which is, it's the first game of this style she's played, because she likes games, but she's old school. She likes side scrolling stuff like that, like 3D stuff. She's not a big fan of, mostly because sometimes they'll make her nauseous. So like that's why VR is out of the question for her. So if you have Game Pass, definitely check it out. It does seem really easy at first, but I can tell you it's pretty challenging once you get into it. It's pretty fun.
Cool. Depends on the game, but sometimes I just dig those Diablo ones. Like, I still kind of want to go play Diablo 3 if we had, you know, people. Because last time we played like once when I had the randomized map update.
Yeah.
But just, you know, learning those attacks and stuff like that and customizing. I think the Barbarian, I was just jumping all over it, doing the jump strike, all that kind of stuff. I kind of miss those. Like, I guess things that last time I was playing the Outer Worlds, like kind of missing the tighter, more contained games like that.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah, I quick downloaded Diablo 3 on the Xbox when we were playing this, because it kind of seemed like the game was coming to an end. I'm like, oh, that was fun, but holy short. So I'm like, and I showed her a quick, like I just jumped into a level. I haven't played Diablo for like a year or two. I didn't even know what I was doing, but I'm like, this is kind of where this, you know, Minecraft Dungeons came from. I'm like, so hopefully you'll like this, because I didn't think that game was going to last just this long. So it would be fun to start from scratch with a good group of people. And it's just a nice hangout game where you don't really, I mean, you have to focus sometimes, but a lot of us just hang out and killing.
Yeah, but I miss the co-op. Those games kind of feel like you're just like a squad, since you're top down and everybody can see what everybody else is doing. You can communicate pretty easy. Squad combat.
Definitely. But that's it for my off topic. I don't know if you had anything else or anything to add as well.
Well, we talked quite a bit about No Man's Sky last time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much all I've been doing. You got me sucked back into that with the crossplay. And I'll never be happy with whatever ship I ever get. but that's fun. It's still solid. Everybody should check it out. It's completely different from the game from, you know, what, four and 3.5 years ago. So,
yeah,
try it. I was interested in looking back at Star Citizen because I backed them in like 2014 because I think they're supposed to launch around 2014. So I thought it was almost out. And I spent like $240 on a package. Comes, I'm like, this, it's the Chris Roberts guy from all the old, I don't think Wing Commander games. I didn't get to play a lot of those. All that. And the graphics, they're, some of them aren't that inspired, but they throw so much like stuff at it that it just looks real. Like it just looks like a piece of metal chrome and the way they shape it. It just looks solid. And I've played that some, with, you know, some of the first person shooter stuff when I built this computer. So that was, you know, 2016 too. Still not out yet. And I'm itching to just to see where they're at with it. But then my account says, you know, not active or something. So I wonder if I got hacked. So that sucks. But that game, you can still like go play this stuff. And I don't know what all there is to do. Last time I played it, there's a persistent universe that had like, you know, a planet and a few things on it. So that was, you know, 3 years ago. I hope they've added more. So people are still buying ships for a game that isn't really done. Excited to see where that goes. But, you know, I'd probably be playing Cyberpunk and God knows what else by the time they ever finish that.
It'll be interesting to me if Elite Dangerous makes it out before Star Citizen, because they announced they're adding a whole slew of stuff, including first person. You can finally get out of your ship and run around and do stuff. The downer with that is I think that's coming this fall, but they said the VR version of that is going to be late. They confirmed it, I believe, but it's going to come out later. So it might even be like spring or something. But the only thing about that game that I didn't like is you're in a cockpit, which is fine. They added the rover and you can go on the ground and stuff. And it's like we were talking with No Man's Sky. It's nice to just be able to run around quick and get to where you want to go. But really dangerous if you have the time to put in. It's amazing. Like you control everything. Like you land the ships and everything.
Yeah, I do love that about really dangerous. Just the, especially like the smuggling. Chart, like when I used to practice that, I was on Xbox, which was, you know, I don't have the HOTAS controller or whatever. But trying to adjust the attitude, you got to like blast at the building and then shut your whole thing down. Hope you have enough oxygen to last. You got to shut all your stuff down so you can't be scanned, and you got to like make sure you like aimed for the window, a little horizontal gap in the space station, and then get your attitude right. It's just very manual, very fun.
Yeah, you'd have to call for clearance to land, and you'd have to wait for them to clear you.
Yep.
I would put money on that content comes up before Star Citizen launches, and which is silly.
Yeah, I'm just totally silly. They're close to like 300 million now, like 288.
It's insane.
But they're still not even releasing the Squadron 42, like just the single player story that has Mark Hamill and some other folks that did the voices and motion capture and stuff. So it's just release one.
Yeah, something.
Like I said, you can go on there and there is persistence. You can go, you know, save up money and do all sorts of stuff. I think people are just getting a little caught up in the, this ship is only available for sale for like, you know, the next week.
Oh no.
Okay. I guess here's $6,000 because I don't know what else to do.
See, I have a problem with that because the Cat VR treadmill, I shared a link with you guys earlier. Like, if you haven't seen it, listeners, check it out. The Kickstarter started yesterday on the 21st, which was a Sunday, which was kind of odd, but it's not small, but it's the smallest like VR treadmill and it looks like it works really well. And I was on the fence like, oh, because you wouldn't need like such a big play space. You can literally run and jump and crouch and all kinds of stuff with it. And if you got in the earliest, the Kickstarter, you could have got it for like $700. And the latest, like you'll pay $1,000 for the latest Kickstarter before it ends. And I don't know how much it'll be when it comes out, but I was on the fence because it looked like it actually works really well, but there's no reviews. And I'm like, what happens if something happens, like with games, they don't ever come out? Where does my money go? Yep. Like, that's too much of a chunk to gamble on. I'll wait till full release. And
if I'm going to spend $700 on a gamble, I'm just going to spend the extra $300 or not at all. But I have been waiting for something like that. So it's kind of treadmill. It's got a circle around, like a treadmill arms, but it's a circle around your waist. You can just kind of lean on it, but you can, like, you know, kind of scurry along the bottom of it like an old trackball mouse.
Yeah. The platform's inverted and comes with shoes you wear. Like the cyber shoe type of thing, and it's inclined to actually, so when you take a step, it feels good when you step because it's inclined and your foot just slides down. You can go swivel 360 and all that jazz.
Yeah, if you have the cord going up above your head, you can just do whatever. I don't know if you can duck in that one.
You can.
I didn't watch a video or anything, but that would be neat. It'd be really good for the first person shooters, but like I think it was saying outside of the podcast earlier, I think that would increase immersion so much you'd be waiting for games to like catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would just feel like I'm not a part of the real world, but what I'm looking at is crap.
Yeah.
Compared to how it feels to be running around looking at all this stuff.
Yeah, it did. And I showed Beth a video and was explaining it. She's like, you know, I wonder how much that would help with nausea. Because it is, when it puts your body one-to-one with what's going on in the game, it's a big help. So it'd be interesting to see if she could actually get in there, because she can't play like a sit-down game like I Expect You to Die, which is like an escape room where you're just sitting in a chair in the game in every level. And she still gets nauseous. Not much hope for that, but yeah, I was really tempted. It looked really neat. So hopefully it comes out and it works really well. That'd be a big step. No pun intended.
Yeah, really. They have a lot of those neat peripherals. That would be a killer.
Yeah, that if anyone listening has a 3D printer and hasn't checked out just the pages and pages of VR stuff, from like controller holders to like a headset mount, where some people just made like a little like mannequin head to put their headset on, like gun stocks and all kind of, like, there's joystick holders that attach to the arm of your chair for like No Man's Sky. But you just throw your controller in real quick and it has magnets so you can fly, and then you pull it right out and then you're running around again.
That's really neat.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat crap. So it's kind of a rabbit hole you get going down into.
It's something about games where you do vehicle stuff, but then you have room scale or stand up VR. How do you sit down without like clobbering yourself with a chair while you're trying to run around?
That's what I've wondered, because like VR, I sit down because you're probably running around more, but I love the vehicle side, so I'm just going to sit down and do it. But I was thinking about that for games that were kind of like half and half, like, because I have read people do, like, they'll stand up and sit down, and it'd be cool if in like with the Quest and the Rift S, when you map out your thing, if it kind of just recognized your chair and would actually like encode around it, you know, and put it like that, the chair in the game where your chair is. Because I've seen demos of like side quest games where, you know, it's one man dev team that just does that and it works. Like, people have mapped out their house and they walk around with a quest on.
That would be really weird.
VR is just going to get nuttier and nuttier, and it's just going to like auto do everything someday.
Yeah, with AR glasses or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was Cat VR. Check that out too. I can share a link to that in the show notes as well. Other than that, I don't have much going on.
Been a quiet week.
Yeah, and that's okay. Short episodes are nice too. So, listeners,
how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Add or hashtag us at VR Verdict. Get in contact with us. We'd love to chat and hear your thoughts, share your thoughts. But if anything's tugging your guys' taters or tickling your tots, let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Do it. But enjoy your week. Do something fun. Wear a mask, please.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe. Be kind. Thanks for listening and hanging out. We'll catch you next time. I am PJ.
I am Wookie.
And this is our VR Verdict.